Hi there. The word for today is on learning to lead. We've been talking about it for the last few days. In 2 Timothy 4 verse 2, Paul writes, correct, rebuke, and encourage. When you crave acceptance and approval, you can end up being controlled by those you're supposed to lead. Paul recognized this. That's why he instructed Titus 2 verse 15, the Living Bible, teach and encourage your people, correcting them when necessary, as one who has every right to do so. Don't let anyone think that what you say is not important. Afraid of causing upheaval in the ranks, insecure leaders agonize over decisions and assume responsibility for other people's emotional reactions. They don't realize that when you're doing what you should be doing and others don't agree, that's their problem, unless you make it yours. A mature leader deals with disappointment and keeps a good attitude. In other words, they're willing to face the music, even when they don't like the tune. Think about it. When you warn your children about putting their hand on a hot stove, it's not your responsibility to make them enjoy hearing about it, right? Hopefully, as they mature, they'll understand. But the truth is, some people won't like hearing the word no, regardless of how old they get. But we all need to hear it from time to time. Otherwise, we'll never be happy with anything other than getting our own way, which means getting nowhere, or worse, getting into trouble. Paul, who was training Timothy for leadership, told him, correct, rebuke, and encourage with great patience and careful instruction. You get those three things? Correct people when they're wrong. Rebuke them when they're stubborn. Encourage them when they struggle. And be patient as they learn and grow. And then he says, make sure your instructions are clear and understandable. That's what good leaders do. And the only way to learn it is by doing it. That's the word for you today.